Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 72 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson.
Now, if you get 5 inches of rain real quick, you're going to get some flooding.
Rowan County and the surrounding areas are under a flood watch.
A portion of 2nd Street in Moorhead is closed.
MSU is mourning a retiree that passed away yesterday.
The Rowan County School Board launched a new app today.
The Better Business Bureau is warning Kentuckians about a new scam.
In sports, the UK football team ranked at number 17 in the AP Top 25.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Rain tonight with a low of 67 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Even with a flood watch in effect, Rowan County residents should feel safe this week. That's according to Emergency Management Director Ronnie Day. The county experienced flash flooding on September 9th, and a local child was killed in those floodwaters. With that in mind, Day was surprised his department didn't receive calls about high water over the weekend.
So it's probably just standing water, and it's not actually a creek. It's probably just standing water in low-lying areas. It's got across the road. And it goes down. By the time we could drive out there and look at it, it would be down. With the rain coming, the way it's coming, and off and on, we're generally in pretty good shape as long as it does that. And that, you know, it gives it time to go down.
A flood watch was issued this morning by the National Weather Service in Jackson. A watch means conditions are present for flooding to occur. That watch is in place until 2 p.m. on Wednesday.
A portion of 2nd Street in Moorhead is closed today. The Office of Facilities Management at Moorhead State University announced last week that the closure would be necessary to complete a final step in the remodel and expansion of the Adron-Dorn University Center. Facilities Vice President Kim Oatman says contractors are installing a fire system door.
That's really one of the only things that's out there that could be a hiccup for us, because if that's not installed and operating properly before homecoming, there we may not be able to occupy the building fully like we'd like to.
2nd Street is scheduled to reopen at noon on Tuesday. For up-to-date information on traffic and project updates at Moorhead State, follow Facilities on Facebook and Twitter.
A Moorhead State University retiree has passed away. Dr. Jeffrey Marshall, former overseer of the Governor's Scholar Program at MSU, passed away from cancer on Sunday. Marshall retired as the executive director of the Center for Regional Engagement in December of 2017. He'd worked in higher education for almost 30 years with a focus on leadership and community engagement. During his work at the CRE, he helped coordinate disaster relief efforts and several other service-leading and academic development opportunities. A memorial service for Dr. Marshall will be held Thursday, September 27th at 11 a.m. It will be located at the St. Albans Episcopal Church on 5th Street in Moorhead. In lieu of flowers, people are asked to donate to the St. Albans Facilities Maintenance Fund.
The Rowan County Board of Education has updated its Infinite Campus app. Officials say the new app is easier for parents to use, allowing them to stay up to date with their children's progress. Parents can view their child's grades and attendance as soon as the school updates its records. Spokesperson for the Rowan County Board of Education, Tanessa Allen, tells parents the importance of the new app.
Well, if they have the old app, it's not going to be supported anymore. So they need to download the new app so they can continue to get their child's information.
The new app is available for download in the App Store and through Google Play.
Higher education officials in Kentucky are reporting a big increase in the number of high school students taking dual credit courses through colleges and universities. The Council on Post-Secondary Education says nearly 35,000 high school students across the state participated in the dual credit courses during the 2017-18 academic year. The Council says participation is up 45% since the 2015-16 year. Council members say the Kentucky Community and Technical College system increased dual credit students by 47% during that time. The increase at public four-year universities was 41%. Dual credit courses are a cost-effective way for students to earn both high school and college credit while still in high school. Officials say that studies indicate those courses increase the likelihood of attending college and graduating on time.
The first reading of a new ordinance to lower the speed limit in some areas of the county was passed during the fiscal court meeting on Tuesday. The speed limit on Hyatt Lane and a portion of Sugarloaf Mountain is currently 30 miles per hour. However, after some concerns from local citizens about that speed on the curvy road, Judge Executive Walter Blevin says it will be lowered.
Well, it was just some concerns of local citizens out there that thought people were driving way too fast on that curvy road. So we decided to lower the rate. I think it's 30 on the county roads. But we posted this one to 20 miles an hour.
Blevin says because of the local citizens' concerns, they decided to lower the limit from 30 to 20.
Officials with the Better Business Bureau are reporting an old scam with a slight variation moving through eastern Kentucky. Many phone scams attempt to steal money and personal information from individuals, but con artists are now saying they are with tech support companies like Geek Squad or Microsoft. Lexington BBB Communications Director Heather Clary says it's important to take note of the warning signs.
Those companies do not call their customers unsolicited. And if they're trying to lure you in with the promise of a refund, that's another red flag to watch for. Anyone who wants to lead you to a website and asks you to log in and take steps that allows them to take control of your computer is also a red flag.
Clary says scammers are also telling individuals they're entitled to refunds from certain companies, but require the purchase of a prepaid credit card to acquire the money. She asks anyone who thinks they have received a scam call to report it to the Better Business Bureau. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships, day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
The woman who was swept away by floodwaters in Bourbon County has been identified. WMKY's Chanasy Davis has the story.
Colorado resident Holly Pennington has been identified as the woman found in a submerged car on Sunday afternoon near Paris. The 23-year-old was driving about a mile away from US 70 around noon when her car got caught in rushing waters. According to WKYT, Pennington was on the phone with a friend during the accident. Her friend called 911 and authorities retrieved Pennington's car from a creek. The woman was the only one in the vehicle at the time it sunk. Pennington was an intern at Silverstead Horse Farm. Her body is being sent to Frankfurt for an autopsy. For WMKY News, I'm Chanasy Davis.
An eastern Kentucky jail is under quarantine, but the reason why was unclear until very recently. Workers at Three Forks Regional Jail in Beattyville tell WYMT the jail is quarantined for health-related reasons, but they could not tell authorities why. State officials told WYMT within the last hour that two inmates have been diagnosed with hepatitis A and more people within the facility are sick. County officials were not available for comment.
One woman is dead after she crashed her car in Jessamine County. WKYT reports 20-year-old Lillian Folk lost control of her vehicle and crashed into a utility pole. Police say the crash happened at 9:15 on Union Mill Road. Falk died at the scene.
An eastern Kentucky man is dead after a crash over the weekend. Kentucky State Police tell WSAZ 29-year-old Brian Causey of Shelbyana died in a two-vehicle collision on Marrowbone Creek Road in the Elkhorn City area of Pike County on Sunday night. Investigators believe Causey lost control of his vehicle and drove into oncoming traffic where he struck another vehicle. The coroner's office pronounced the cause of death at the scene. There's no word yet about other injuries or people involved. Troopers say they are waiting on results of a toxicology screen.
A fugitive wanted for threatening the president and a Kentucky war hero has been arrested. KNN's Haley Hansen has more.
Fortunately, we seem to be having a little bit of technical difficulty on that story, so we'll continue our newscast with Kentucky State Police saying that testing is starting this week for anyone who's interested in becoming a trooper. A statement from the agency says testing dates run from September 25th through October 11th to be part of the training class that begins in May for the top 90 candidates. Minimum requirements for applicants include a high school diploma or GED and 3 years full-time work experience. Requirements also include 2 years of military or law enforcement services or 60 credit hours from an accredited college or university. To take the test, applicants must apply by October 8th. Along with a written test, applicants must pass a physical fitness test, an oral interview, a background investigation, and a psychological and physical evaluation.
Officials with the Department of Vehicle Regulation unveiled the new look for upgraded licenses. Beginning in 2019, all Kentucky identification cards will have new security features, and people living in the state can apply for a new one at their circuit court clerk's office. Commissioner Matt Henderson says the state's travel IDs will allow residents to board domestic flights and access restricted federal facilities.
The standard driver's license will have the exact same look as the voluntary traveler ID, except for one difference. Homeland Security is requiring that we put the phrase "not for real ID purposes" on the card, and this will help federal agencies to know that this card is not a federally compliant card.
The IDs will have an 8-year lifespan, and there will be different options. The 8-year cost for a driver's license is $43 for standard and $48 for voluntary travel.
And finally, this afternoon, a fugitive wanted for threatening the president and a Kentucky war hero has been arrested. KNN's Haley Hansen has the story.
The FBI issued a warrant for 27-year-old Sean Christie in June after he allegedly made posts on Facebook threatening to kill President Trump and Kentucky war hero Dakota Meyer. In the posts, Christie threatened to use, quote, full lethal force on police attempting to arrest him. The manhunt spanned across several states, including here in Kentucky, where Christie is accused of breaking into Meyer's brother's home before stealing his car. Police located Christie near Columbus, Ohio, Friday afternoon. I'm Haley Hansen.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight it is cloudy skies with an 80% chance of rain and a low of 64 degrees. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 80 degrees and an 80% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies with a low of 72. On Wednesday, cloudy in the morning with thunderstorms moving in later and a high of 84 degrees. On Wednesday night, variable clouds with showers and scattered thunderstorms in the evening with a low of 61 degrees. Right now in Moorhead, it is 72 degrees, as well as in Inez, 70 degrees in Flemingsburg and Mount Sterling, 71 in Maysville, 73 in Ashland and Grayson, and 69 degrees in Lexington.
On our feature segment today, Moorhead State University Convergent Media student Jordan Milliken explores options for students who are considering a degree in philosophy.
For many years, there has been a strong connection between a philosophy degree and a teaching career. Many people routinely connect the two when thinking about studying philosophy because it's hard to imagine what else you could do with such a degree. Dr. Scott Davison is a professor of philosophy at Moorhead State University, and he has some interesting insight about why the two can and should be disconnected when looking into a philosophical study.
The skills you pick up when you study philosophy, or the skills that you perfect, are skills that are really useful everywhere. So we have surveys of employers who say, we wish our college graduates were better in the following 20 things. And the top 10 things are things we do in our classes. So being able to express yourself clearly in writing and speech, and being able to resolve questions where the outcome is unclear, being able to weigh evidence on both sides, to evaluate a proposal, to say what's good and bad about it. These are all things we really focus on. So a lot of firms are finding that what they do better is they find somebody with a degree in something like philosophy or history or English who can think and write, and then they can train them on the technical parts themselves, and they end up going really far into the company because they have this ability to think analytically and to express themselves clearly. And that's the kind of skill that really makes a difference in a meeting when you're trying to make a decision.
Picking up philosophy as a second major instead of a single study is something that Davison emphasizes when talking about opportunities in the philosophy major.
We don't have the kind of direct career path that accountants do, where you say, I'm looking for an accountant job. What you have instead is a broad set of skills that you can market in lots of different directions. And so we always tell students who are considering majoring in philosophy that they should keep their first major, whatever that is. Most Americans, on the average, they transition from one career to another about 7 times in a lifetime. So we know that no matter what you're studying at the university now, it's very likely you're going to do something else at some point in your life. So we ask students to consider courses that are going to give them portable skills that will follow them no matter where they go. And philosophy courses are really good at that.
The purpose of education is something that can easily be debated. However, Davison explains why it is so important now more than ever to change the way we view a philosophical education.
At one point, it seemed like a lot of the purpose of education was to help people to learn more facts. But now, with the internet being accessible everywhere, that seems to be less important. You know, philosophy is becoming actually more important and more central to what we think the purpose of education is, even though people tend to think of it as supplemental or outdated. I think that the evidence is showing that the skills you pick up when you study philosophy are really becoming the focal points of education now in our more technological age.
With information at our fingertips, Davison stresses the importance of educating the mind rather than educating the memory. I'm Jordan Milliken.
Contributing reporter Jordan Milliken is a student here at Morehead State University. This feature was produced in cooperation with the Morehead State University Department of Convergent Media. It's 446 and 72 degrees here on the beautiful campus of MSU. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this soggy Monday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business, online at ruthhuntcandy.com. Celebrating more than 90 years in business, Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional Kentucky confections, including Woodford Reserve Bourbon Balls, Jameson's Chocolate, Blue Mondays, and an assortment of cream candies, gift baskets, and Kentucky-made gifts. Online ordering and shipping through Facebook at ruthhuntcandy.com.
How does 4-0 sound, UK football fans? Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. Over 10 years later, the University of Kentucky football team is once again among the AP's top 25. Following a 28-7 victory over the favored Mississippi State Bulldogs, along with losses from 7 ranked teams this weekend, UK appears at number 17 on the list. Head coach Mark Stoops spoke with UK Athletics after the game about his team's work ethic.
I love this team because of the way they prepare and go about their business. We talked all week. It was going to start again in the trenches, physical. The more physical team was going to win. We talked all week about winning your one-on-one matchups, wherever they were going to be. And then situational football, two-minute drives, third down, red zone, critical series, and that's what we did.
The Wildcats have another home game this week. They take on South Carolina at 7:30 on Saturday. And freshman Trevor Lawrence is the new starting quarterback for third-ranked Clemson, replacing senior Kelly Bryant, for now. The move doesn't mean Bryant is being benched or won't regain the starting spot, though Clemson coach Dabo Swinney isn't saying much about the change. The team announced the decision today after Swinney cut off potential quarterback questions on a teleconference last night. Earning their second loss of the season, the Rowan County football team must now prepare for another tough road game. The Vikings fell to Ashland Blazer Friday 34-6, bringing them to 4-2 on the year. Head coach Kelly Ford says he hopes to have a healthy team when they head to Greenup County on Friday.
We have several injuries. We got Jacob McDaniel with an ankle. We have Garrison, a possible concussion. We have Devin Davison with a banged up foot.
Kickoff in Greenup County is set for 7:30. Week 3 of the NFL season wraps up tonight when the Pittsburgh Steelers head south to Tampa to take on the Buccaneers. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
Pittsburgh is looking for its first win of the year, while the Buccaneers hope that quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick can continue his hot streak and keep the team undefeated. Fitzpatrick has thrown 8 touchdowns and only 1 interception so far this year, and is completing 78.7% of his passes. Here's Steelers coach Mike Tomlin on the Tampa QB.
Fitz, I think, is leading the league in passing. Man, he's got some explosive weapons. He's a smart guy, Ivy League educated. He's always made good decisions. That's why he's been able to sustain himself and play for the length of time that he's played. He's playing really well right now.
Kickoff from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa is set for 8:15 p.m. The game can be seen on ESPN. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
From elsewhere in the NFL, Browns coach Hugh Jackson named Baker Mayfield the team's new starting QB today, just days after the number one overall pick replaced an injured Tyrod Taylor and dazzled in his pro debut by rallying the Browns to a 21-17 come-from-behind victory win over the New York Jets, which was Cleveland's first win since 2016. Under the national TV spotlight, Mayfield came in late in the first half and showed a seasoned veteran poise. He made quick decisions and even quicker throws while completing 17 of 23 passes for 201 yards in just over one half. Can the Reds crack the 70-win mark? They'll have to win four of their remaining five games to do so. Cincinnati opens its final homestand of the year against the Kansas City Royals tomorrow. The Reds send right-hander Matt Harvey to the mound against Royals lefty Erik Skoglund. Harvey has been up and down in the second half of the year. He gave up 7 runs on 7 hits in 5 1/3 innings against Milwaukee last Wednesday. Skoglund pitched 6 scoreless innings for the Royals in his last outing against the Pirates. First pitch from Great American Ballpark is set for 6:40 tomorrow evening. Rowan County Vikings soccer team is coming off a 6-0 win over Boyd County at home on Saturday. Junior Nicholas Eastham and senior Ryan Mullen each had 2 goals for the Vikings, and keeper A.J. Hacker had the shutout. Coach Max Hammond says his team played their best game of the season.
You know, you've seen a full, intense 80-minute game from our boys. You know, they brought the intensity the whole game, and that's all we wanted to see. You know, Pendleton County had one of the best players in the state, and you know, our job, the defense's job, was to shut him down, and I thought they did a pretty good job of it.
Rowan's guys host Boyd County tomorrow night at 6:30. Boyd is 10-1-1 on their season. The Vikings, however, stand at 15-1. Another area boys soccer news, 5-6 West Carter is traveling to 5-7-2 Morgan County. 3-11 Ashland Blazer is on the road tonight to take on Rock Hill of Ironton, and Greenup is hoping to get their first win of the season tonight as they play host to St. Joseph Central of Ironton, Ohio. Greenup is 0-16 so far. The 7-6 Lady Soccer Vikings have a 7 p.m. matchup tomorrow at Bath County. The Lady Vikings are currently on a 2-game losing streak. Other area games tonight include 0-9-1 Paris hosting Montgomery County, who is 7-6-1 so far this year. Ashland Blazer is traveling to take on Rock Hill of Ironton. Ashland Blazer is currently 7-4-3 on the year, and 4-7 Morgan County is playing host to 6-6-1 West Carter. The Rowan County Volleyball Vikings are preparing to take on Ashland Blazer at home tomorrow. Rowan head coach Steve Walters says that the fact that Ashland Blazer holds animosity from last year means that they will put up a tough fight tonight.
I think it was a real disappointment to them that they didn't at least make it to the regional championship. I know that that some of their goals that they set at the beginning of the season, that one of them was to beat Rowan County. I have no doubt we're going to get the best shot.
Tomorrow's matchup starts at 7 p.m. And lastly in sports, there are several area high school volleyball teams with matchups this evening. 23-3 Russell is playing host to 16-6 Boyd County, 2-16 Greenup County is traveling to South Point, Ohio, and 21-10 West Carter is traveling all the way over to take on East Carter, who is 12-13 on the year. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Volleyball hosts Eastern Kentucky University at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Football hosts San Diego on Saturday, October 6th. And soccer welcomes Austin Peay on Sunday, October 7th. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell on worries that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein could be on his way out, and equities were also under pressure by the cancellation of U.S.-China trade talks. And at the close of the Dow, industrials showed a loss of 181.45 at 26,562.05. The S&P 500 was down 10.3 at 2919.37. And the NASDAQ composite actually showed a small gain, finishing up 6.29 at 7993.25. As mentioned, there were conflicting reports today in regard to Rosenstein's status, and the White House said in a statement that Rosenstein and President Trump will meet on Thursday. Of course, a number of analysts today commenting on this situation said that Rosenstein's resignation could lead to more trouble for the Republicans in the upcoming midterm elections. Energy shares were strong as Brent crude broke above $80 a barrel to hit its highest level since 2014. This after OPEC leaders signaled they would not be boosting output immediately. The Energy Select Sector Spider ETF rose 1.5%. Comcast outbid 21st Century Fox this on Saturday in a $39 billion takeover of British broadcaster Sky, submitting a much higher bid in a three-round auction. Today, the United Kingdom broadcaster recommended to its shareholders that they accept the offer from Comcast. Comcast shares fell 6%, while Fox's stock rose 1.5%. Meanwhile, SiriusXM announced it would buy Pandora in a stock deal worth $3.5 billion. The deal initially sent Pandora shares ripping nearly 20% higher in the pre-market, but they actually fell 1.2% in regular trading. In the commodities markets, as mentioned, oil strong today, with West Texas Intermediate up 2.1%, finishing at $72.27 a barrel. Gold was up 0.2% at $1,203.40 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were down today, with the Stock 600 index down 0.6%. In Asia, stocks were mixed, with the Shanghai Composite up 2.5%, while the Hang Seng in Hong Kong was down 1.625%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Disney and ExxonMobil, while the worst performers were Dow, DuPont, and Home Depot. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Abiomed and Edwards Life Sciences, while the worst performers were Michael Kors and Newell Brands. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 38 cents at 85.29, CSX down 69 cents at 73.30, AEP down 76 cents at 70.64, AK Steel down 9 cents at 4.64, Marathon Petroleum up 2.42 at 85.79, and Community Trust Bank was down 90 cents, finishing at 46.30. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region. The Moorhead Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, September 25th, at the Rowan County Public Library. Individuals with mental illness or family and friends of people with mental illness are welcome to attend for support and education.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host a Woodsongs Coffee House concert at 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 27th, featuring singer and songwriter Sean Whiting. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students.
The Rowan County Public Library will host a band book bash at 5 p.m. on Thursday, September 27th. All ages are welcome to come and share their favorite band book. Free popcorn and refreshments will be available.
St. Clair Family Medical Supply, located in the Kroger Shopping Center in Moorhead, will host a customer appreciation celebration event from noon to 6 p.m. on Friday, September 28th. The public is invited for free food, refreshments, and door prizes.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Chanasty Davis, Nacogdoches Miller, Shawmarie Mosley, Brian Courtney, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jack Cottle, and Tilden Johnson. KNN's Haley Hansen, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from MSU Convergent Media student Jordan Milliken. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202 VH9 Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.